halfway into Bay Area Dance Week, a celebration of dance which includes more than 600 free classes, workshops, and performances throughout the region. The Bay Area has one of the largest and most active dance communities in the country, with many movement styles represented, from ballet to hip-hop to tango to contact improvisation. This annual celebration, which is a local incarnation of National Dance Week, is sponsored by the nonprofit organization Dancers Group, which is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Dancers Group was founded in San Francisco in 1982 at a studio called Footwork at the corner of 22nd and Mission Streets. Originally, it was a training center and a forum for choreographers to show their work and share resources. Over the years, it's evolved into much more. KALW's Jen Chen brings us a brief history of this Bay Area dance institution, told by just a few of the dance artists that lived it.
My name is Wayne Hazard, Executive Director at Dancers Group in San Francisco. I think from the humble beginnings of really being just dancers in a space, nobody knew that, you know, we would be around, you know, 5 years, let alone now 30 years.
My name's Jess Curtis. I'm a maker of dance and performance in San Francisco. In 1984, probably. If I remember right, I walked in and watched the end of one of Ed Mock's jazz classes with all of these hot, sweaty jazz dancers from San Francisco, and I was just amazed and afraid because everybody was so beautiful and so good.
In those days, the building was just abuzz with dancers of all kinds. I'm Joe Good, and I'm the artistic director of the Joe Good Performance Group.
I did everything on stage that I wanted to do, from ripping my hair out and burning it, dancing with skeletons, to straight-up lovely dance pieces. My name is Robert Moses, and I'm artistic director of Robert Moses' Kin.
I think the 80s and the 90s were a really experimental time, and a time where we developed a lot of new ideas. Unfortunately, it was also the time of AIDS, and so that was there was a pall over our creativity, not to mention that of the three kind of artistic residents there in the building, two of them died. You know, I was the only one who lived. It was a hard burden to carry.
There was sort of some time in there where I actually stopped dancing with Joe Good at the time, because I felt like I didn't think I had anything left to give as a dancer. And I think part of it came from it came from the pain of losing people. We lost Ed Mock in 1986.
And I can remember, too, when he became ill with AIDS, his students would set up a blanket for him in the front of the class, and he'd have to have a little bit of brandy, and he'd have his little flask of brandy and his blanket. And even though he was very weak and couldn't really conduct the class, he would sort of preside over it nonetheless.
Vernon Fuquay, who was the executive director, died in 1989, and at that point the organization needed somebody to step in, and my history with it allowed me to say I would be the interim executive director, and I ended up staying in that position for 11 years.
My name is Erica Chongshuk, and I make theater. I moved to San Francisco right before the dot-com boom, so I moved here at a time where it felt like anything was possible. It was right before the theaters started closing.
The fabric of San Francisco changed a little bit, and suddenly our little neighborhood pubs were serving $14 martinis that we couldn't afford to buy.
In the Mission District at 22nd and Mission in 1999, you started to see, limousines and car services and valet parking where there was never that ever before. Our rent increased 500%. It went from $3,000 a month to $15,000. It really just became clear on a really just simple business level, it doesn't make sense. We can't afford this. So in 2000, the community rallied around us and a few other arts entities around the loss of space. And we did a big street closure and sort of closing party for the space, and really almost a wake as well.
A bunch of dancers essentially squatted the place as dancers group vacated the premises.
It was the original Occupy movement. They occupied 22nd Street.
The loss of the space for me became this flashpoint of it became bigger than obviously us who had started and built Footwork. And it felt like it became this moment of giving back to the community.
After Dancers Group left 22nd Street, they moved into an office on Shotwell Street. And I was thrilled that they continued. I think that there was a real question in the community about the role of Dancers Group after they lost that studio.
We have more programs than we've ever had in our history, and that feels really good to be able to say that I was there at the beginning and here at this point 30 years later.
In some ways it feels like Dancers Group has been around for 30 years. That's a long time, but Dancers Group should be around for 300 years.
Happy 30th, Dancers Group. I'm so happy that you're still there.